Welcome to episode 1238 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about being a fool and some practical, wonderful ideas as to not be that. And how did I come up with this? How did I figure out a way for you not to be a fool? How did I create that? Well, it's very simple. Because I am a powerful leader, because I believe in leading by example, braving the unknown, going to the places where no one else is willing to go, I do that for you. Great line in hip hop goes like this: Hov did that, so hopefully you won't have to go through that. Well, that's me. I'm him. Now, what am I talking about? I'm referring to a ill thought, an ill-timed joke post that I put out on the social medias yesterday during April Fool's. And my initial thought was, wow, this is funny. This is so funny. People are going to love this. This is hilarious. Ha ha. Well, one person in particular didn't find that funny, and after having this conversation with them, I saw their point of view, their perspective of it, of, that was pretty insensitive and inconsiderate, not very thoughtful indeed, not very loving, not very serving, and most certainly not very caring. And what that awakened in me, or at least reminded me of, is how often we can forget that words matter, and not considering things or taking things into proper context can cause a whole lot of issues. This is why I'm the win-win communicator. The only way I learn how to win-win is because I'm willing to go through many losses. I'm willing to take those brunts. Not that I'm seeking them out. Not that I'm intentionally like, oh man, I'm going to lose today. I can't wait to mess this up. I can't wait to screw up. But I'm also approaching from a place of, well, let's test it out. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. And in that energy field, right, that frequency, that may come out as impulsive in some contexts, which is okay. It's what I did. It's what I, who I am. And I own up to it. So I say all of that to inspire you to give yourself grace, give yourself an opportunity to slow down, to see what's really happening, to see what is real and what is not, and serve from a place that everybody wins. So remember that you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future. You control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.